Kids in Virginia head back to school tomorrow, and with all the worry about a rise in whooping cough in some states and toxic chemicals in school supplies, parents are worried about school health hazards. Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe, talked to some experts about it, and she joins us now live. Hey, Deb.
Hi there.
So what should parents know when it comes to health hazards at school?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, they shouldn't be panicked about any major health hazards, but there are certainly some things that should be aware of. Number one is the fact that whooping cough is on the rise in this area and throughout the country, so parents should definitely make sure that their kids are up to date on their vaccines. With whooping cough, they recommend that kids really get a booster shot, you know, starting at around age 11 to 12. The shot is relatively new, so there may be some older teens who haven't gotten the vaccine yet, so you really want to check with your doctor to make sure that they have that vaccination so that they're protected against some of the virus that's going around.
Now, a booster, because they get the shot for, what is it, pertussis as babies?
Exactly, yeah. They get a series of shots, you know, starting at around age 6 months, you know, through 4 years of age before they get that full immunization. But they do believe that the vaccine wears off over time, so want to make sure that they keep up their immunizations and keep up their immunity to a virus that really is still circulating in this country.
Now, what risk do school supplies pose? A lot of them toxic?
You know, there is some concern about that. Again, we don't want to panic parents, but there are some chemicals called phthalates that are found in children's toys that the government has started to regulate now to really take them out. These are synthetic chemicals that are afraid that they may act like hormones in the body and could possibly increase the risk of diabetes and some other problems. So there's a movement now afoot to try to get Congress to regulate these in school supplies. And basically, they're found in vinyl supplies. They're found in these soft lunch boxes that are very shiny. This particular study found high levels in ones that had like Spider-Man and Dora on them. They're found in three-ring binders, in raincoats. And the concern is really, you know, if kids are putting these things in their mouth, because that they could be sucking on them and getting that chemical that way. So, you know, the physician I spoke to sort of recommended that if you have a kid who's really very oral, you know, I know my own son chewed his shirts for a long time, and if you're concerned about it, sort of think about avoiding, you know, getting them a fabric lunchbox, getting them fabric raincoats, and avoiding things that have that shiny vinyl until they do more to kind of regulate these things.
Now, what about backpacks? They seem to get more and more packed with stuff. A big concern for parents with how this is affecting kids.
Absolutely. You know, backpacks can really cause, you know, chronic back pain in kids. Can also cause a little bit of that unevenness in the shoulders where they seem to be leaning to one side a little bit. And part of this is cultural. You know, kids are sort of wearing their backpacks on one shoulder in this country, so they're not distributing the weight evenly. And part of it is just the fact that these things can be really heavy. They shouldn't be more than 10 to 15% of a child's body weight, which means like if you're an 80-pound, you know, elementary school kid, you shouldn't be carrying more than 12 pounds, which is not a lot. I mean, I've, you know, felt some of these textbooks that my kids bring home, and they're pretty heavy. So one solution is to sort of ask the teacher if it's possible to either have an extra textbook at home or, you know, have a copy of the textbook, a digital copy of the textbook that the kid can have access to, so they're not lugging these textbooks back and forth each day.
Thanks a lot, Deborah.
My pleasure, Veronica.
Deborah Kotz, a Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.